3570.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you're looking out the window, you're probably saying, why is it blue? Why is it that the sun is out? We thought the end of the world was coming with all the rain. Well, it's going to be a beautiful day, just like the song. It is going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. And to ensure that that happens, we have invited Mr. Wilson to join us, this morning and to tell us about another brand new plant that will bring you some exciting flowers, great foliage, and hardiness into your garden. David Wilson, good morning, and happy 4th of July weekend to you.
Thank you, Paul, and happy 4th of July to you, too. And, yes, I agree with you. What a wonderful day. It's finally great to be able to see the sun and to be outside and enjoy it, and also nice temperatures, too. You know, sometimes 4th of July gets a bit humid and hot and so on, so it's really wonderful. I spent all day yesterday outside working in the garden, and man, was it beautiful. It's really nice to finally see the sun and to be able to be out there and enjoy it, not be dripping wet.
Yeah, not to be soaked. And, you know, this is a very important time, because what a lot of people don't realize is that if you have perennials and they have finished blooming, if you can clean them and deadhead them, a lot of them will produce a second crop of flowers, right?
Absolutely, and sometimes even a third crop if you do it with some of the early flowering things. I mean, people are sometimes amazed when I'm doing little talks and presentations and things, and I, you know, will pick a couple of early flowering perennials and chop the top off it. They go, oh, you know, he's chopped the top off it. Well, I've cut off the old flowers, but underneath, of course, there's a lot of buds and shoots. And if you do that, you will, as you say, get them to flower twice in the same year. And with the early flowering things, you can even get them to flower three. And if we get a nice, mild, long growing season into the autumn, believe it or not, you can actually sometimes even get four turns out of them, too. So certainly, you know, some things just flower once, no matter what you do. But with the vast majority of perennials, if you deadhead them, as we call it, remove the old flower heads just as they're fading, you can get them to come back and produce young growth and then come again with a fresh bunch of flowers. A nice fresh growth too, Paul. It helps to keep, as you say, the plants nice and healthy and growing with good, strong foliage.
Yeah, and this year we've had such a problem with diseases on that foliage that if you've got a plant that doesn't look as good as it should due to diseases, get out there, prune them back, put a granular fertilizer down. It will make some new growth. And because we're now getting sunshine, the plant's going to produce brand new foliage that won't be covered with a fungus. And it'll be able to make up for the lost time, and it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Absolutely. You know what I call this summer, Paul? This is my Irish summer. It reminds me of home, where it's cool and moist, where it's raining nearly every day. It makes me feel at home. But at the same time, I'm like fighting the weeds. They're growing like crazy. And, of course, the grass is growing. It's just, you know, it's got a double barrel thing as far as I'm concerned. And you mentioned it there with the fungus diseases coming up. I mean, some of the things that really under, this is a very abnormal summer, and some of the things that normally grow in out in full sun, in sunny positions where there's lots of air movement and things like that, with all these gray skies and perpetual rain, some of the fungal diseases have really been very prevalent this year. And just wanted to make mention that one of the plants that we've been talking about in previous weeks, that spectacular coneflower, Echinacea tiki torch, has been having some temporary problems because of this gray thing. Some of the little shoots on the flower buds have been affected by a fungal disease. And the remedy for that is really very simple. Just go through and remove any of those flowers that are just keeling over and snip them off. What I do, and I've noticed them here, is that what I do is I go through and I just snip them off beyond, down the shoot, beyond where the wilting part of it is, back to where there's fresh leaves. And then, and now that we're getting nice, sunny, open weather again, the young growths are coming out and making new buds and, of course, flowers. So anybody that's had one of the tiki torches, and I'm really pleased you have because it's a spectacular plant, if that's happening to your plant, just go through, trim off some of those wilted shoots on them, and you'll find that it will come back, keep flowering, and keep going through into the autumn because they're growing beautifully, nice dark green foliage and plenty of growth, of course, with all this moist weather. But unfortunately, just with all the gray and rainy weather, there has been a kind of a little temporary glitz in how they're flowering.
So, but it will come back.
Oh, absolutely. It's only a temporary thing. It's just connected with this abnormal summer. They're going to come back probably with even more fury. And it seems to be on young, juicy, fast-growing plants, which, of course, is what we're doing with you, planting young plants. I've noticed some. It's very, very interesting. Plants that are established in the landscape, ones that are 2 and 3 years old, are fine, even in this rainy weather. It's just the young, juicy ones that have that long kind of, you know, vegetative growth that is just affected. So trim them off, and they'll be fine. And it just reinforces the thing, Paul, we're talking about perennials and shrubs and things that like to grow in well-drained conditions. You know, we occasionally have these, you know, we're gardeners, we're dealing with the weather all the time. And so when it says on there on the tags, you know, well-drained conditions, it is important to try and choose a site that's free-draining so that if we do get a wet year like this, the plants are still able to cope with it when the conditions arrive.
Exactly, exactly. Now, what do you have for us today? I know you've got a spectacular plant. Tell us about it,
David. Absolutely. This is a new Veronica called Purplicious. And as the name suggests, it's the darkest, most purple-colored form of speedwell that has yet been introduced. I don't know. I'm sure you know about the big flower market in Aalsmeer in Holland, the place where they have the largest building under one roof, where they grow in that area all sorts of cut flowers that they ship all over the world. Well, near there is a place called Haarlem, where they also produce some of the bulbs. Well, most of the bulbs, in fact. Well, there's a man called John Verschuer there who started out breeding Veronicas for the cut flower market. And he was looking for Veronicas that had a nice strong stems and larger, bigger flowers than any that were currently on the market. So he started to breed and select them, and he found a breeding line that had this, all these things I'm talking about, bigger flowers, dark green foliage, stocky habit, and all the rest of it. And a friend of his happened to see them and said, you know, these would make spectacular perennial plants. And out of that was one that had this deep purple flower, a darker, deeper flower than any that's currently on the market. So he called it Purplicious, and that's the one that we're featuring and talking about today. It only grows about 16 to 20 inches tall and has these kind of purplish blue flowers that are absolutely like little spikes and packed with lots of tiny little flowers, and makes a wonderful perennial for growing in a sunny to partially shaded site. And this is one of the things that does do well in this kind of cloudier, rainy weather, because they enjoy the kind of partially shaded conditions that this is throwing at them.
Now, do you have pictures and information on the website, David?
Yes, that's a good question. We have, if you go to the Garden Splendor website and click on the part that says Showcase Plants, you'll be able to click on there and see pictures of all the plants we've been talking about this week, this season so far. And there is one on there that says Veronica Purplicious. You'll be able to see pictures of it and also the plant information. And if you wait a couple of hours, I'm going to have them put up pictures of some cut flower arrangements and things that I've made, and you'll also see some pictures of it growing in the garden. So there's more to come. Just go to gardensplendor.com, click on the Showcase Plants for 2009, and you'll be able to see it. And then go back in a couple of hours, and you'll be able to see more.
David, you have a great weekend. Enjoy what's left for the holiday.
The last few weeks in the Northeast, we've had more than our fair share of damp, rainy weather. You think you're depressed? Take a look at your lawn. Those brown spots cropping up are caused by common lawn diseases like red thread and dollar spot that have a field day in weather like this. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie with the Scotts Company. Don't let lawn fungus ruin your nice green lawn. Stop the problem before it spreads with Scotts Lawn Fungus Control. Once a lawn disease like red thread or dollar spot takes hold, it can quickly spread across your entire lawn and eventually even kill it. If fungus is left untreated in your lawn, it can come back year after year. Thankfully, Scotts Lawn Fungus Control is specially designed to stop and prevent these diseases from setting in. And because it's from Scotts, Lawn Fungus Control is guaranteed to get the job done or your money back. So with lawn disease on the rise, now is the perfect time to pick up Scotts Lawn Fungus Control in the orange bag. From Scotts, this is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NewRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up, we have John on the line. John's calling about a spruce.
Okay, John, good morning. How can we help your spruce tree today?
Hello?
Yes, good morning,
yes,
John.
Paul, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have a, an Alberta spruce that's probably around 8-9 years old, and it's around 6 feet tall, and it's around, a diameter would be at the bottom there would be about, about around 10 feet. I have a square patch that has come up, and it's all brown. It's around 2 feet, 2.5, around 2 feet by 2 feet from the bottom up, and it's all brown leaves. And if I shake it, they all fall off. And this also has come upon another spruce, Alberta spruce I have around 20 feet around, 20 feet away, I'm sorry. And it has probably around a 3x4, like I say, inch, like I say, that brown.
A brown spot.
Brown spots, dead.
Okay. What I want you to do, John, is this. I want you to take a sheet of white paper, and I want you to kind of push it into the dead spot, tap that plant so that debris from the plant falls on the white paper. And then what I want you to do is gently, if it's needles, just kind of shake that off.
The needles.
You're going to see little, it looks like you took a ballpoint pen and you tapped it on the news, on that white paper. The little tiny dots. And if you look carefully, these dots are going to be moving. And due to the type of weather we've had, there's an insect called spider mite. And some people call them red spider. And what happens is plants that are really, really dense, like your Alberta spruce, these red spider or spider mites will live in there because it's a great place to make a home. The plant is thick. It gives them protection from the rain. It gives them protection from the sun. And they can thrive and multiply like crazy in there. And that's, you know, good for them, but bad for us. So insert the white paper, tap the branches, and if you see these little dots and they start moving, that's red spider. And the best way to get rid of them is with something called horticultural oil. All of your garden centers will sell this oil, and this is a way to control insects without using chemicals. And you mix it with water, you spray your entire shrub with it so that it goes inside the real thick, thick needle areas. So you may want to take your sprayer that you attach to the hose or use a pump sprayer, and it's not a chemical, it's oil. And if you put your hand into the plant and kind of rough up and open up the branches and spray on the inside, the oil will coat the insect skin, preventing it from breathing, and the insect will suffocate and die. And what's nice about the horticultural oil is if there's any eggs in there that the spiders have laid, it will coat the eggs with the oil and they will never hatch. You want to do it and repeat it about a week to 10 days later. And you can use horticultural oil on vegetables. If you want to stay away from using, you know, chemical type products, you can use it during the winter. And I know a lot of you listening have houseplants. And if you get bugs during the winter, I don't like to use indoor sprays because you're breathing those fumes. The windows are shut down, the heat's on, and if you're using sprays that are chemicals, the chemicals are in the air. During the summer, the windows are open and the fumes can escape, but you're stuck with them. So this horticultural oil can be used on everything. Herbs, houseplants, vegetables, and shrubs like this dwarf Alberta spruce. It coats their skin, coats the shell, and it suffocates the insect, and it breaks down with the rays of the sun. A phone number, 800-259-9231. If you're a regular listener, you know I've been talking about Organica products for years. I love their approach to gardening. Organica products improve the soil vitality. This summer, garden from the ground up and give your plants the Organica advantage. Utilize Organica Flower Booster to liven up your annuals and perennials. Is your lawn looking a little washed out from all the rain? Utilize Organica Biomatrix to simultaneously wake up your plants and your soil. Remember, if you want to go organic, you need to feed the soil. Organica. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm committed to learn how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Now, if there's anybody listening and you've grown broccoli for the first time, I want you to be aware that the very first head of broccoli that comes out of there could be anywhere from 3 to 5, maybe 6 inches. Most likely it's going to be in that 3-inch, maybe 4-inch size. It's not going to be big like you see in the supermarket. Cut it. Enjoy it. Now, what's going to happen to that broccoli? From now until November, the broccoli is going to produce little side shoots, about 1 inch to 1.5 inches, maybe a little bit bigger, non-stop all summer. So what you're going to do is go in your garden every couple of days, bring a Ziploc bag, cut the little pieces of broccoli, put them in the bag, put them in your refrigerator till you have enough to eat. And that's going to continue all year long. So don't be disappointed that your broccoli isn't as big as the supermarket, because that's nothing. The secret with the broccoli plants are the little side shoots that develop. And the more you pick, the more it's going to produce. And if you, by chance, go on vacation, you miss it, and you come home, and your broccoli plant is full of yellow flowers, remove all of those shoots, throw them away, and new ones will come almost overnight. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Andrea on the line calling about a walnut tree.
Andrea, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. What's happening with your walnut? Hi.
Last fall, it had a crop of walnuts. Amazing. The squirrels were fighting over it. The branches were almost bent down to the ground. This spring, it has barely leafed out. Was it playing its swan song, or?
Wow. How big is this tree?
I'm going to guess it's probably 25 or maybe 20, 25 feet tall.
Okay.
Good-sized trunk, maybe, I don't know, a couple feet around the diameter.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
It's not a new tree.
Yeah, so it's been there a long time. What, when you look at the tree, would you say that half of it is covered with leaves or less?
No, less.
Less
than?
I'd
say a quarter, maybe. There are some branches that don't have any. And I've broken off I've broken off some of those dead branches, and they look hollow inside. It's always been a beautiful tree. Never any trouble with it.
Yeah, and it's just fallen apart. What I would try and do is you need to stimulate some growth on that plant right now.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would go to your local garden center. I would buy a 25-pound bag of tree tone or plant tone fertilizer. And what I want you to do is to take a crowbar and make a hole about 6 inches deep, and you want to make a series of holes around the drip line. The drip line is the ends of the branches, the very tip of the branch, straight down to the ground, and put a handful of fertilizer in each hole, but use the whole 25-pound bag and see what happens. Because if you can't get any new foliage to develop on that plant, the tree has no way to make energy. And to give you a good example of what can happen, in my backyard, I have a tree hydrangea. It's 6 feet tall, spreads about 4 feet across, and produces beautiful cone-shaped hydrangea flowers in the fall. Well, last December, we had a big ice storm in Maine where I live. And in the same area were some birches. And birches don't like ice or heavy, wet snow. And the birches bent with the weight. And one of the birches hit my tree hydrangea, and it broke a good third, maybe more, of the branches off of my tree hydrangea. Well, this spring, I said, this thing looks terrible. So I took the plant, I cut it back by 50% to try and have it have some kind of shape to it, and fed it with some plant tone fertilizer. With all the rain we've had, this thing is now 6 feet across. It put on a good 24, maybe 30 inches in places, and the side where it was all broken with the ice storm has filled in again. So I think if you can feed it, if you can prune back some of the dead wood, the tree will respond, because there are emergency buds or backup buds in the plant. Now, the other thing I want you to look at is the possibility of holes in the trunk of the tree that could be the size of a ballpoint pen or the lead of a pencil. So just walk around the trunk, look for little holes, and if you see holes, that means that you've got a borer in the tree. And if that's the situation, then what you need to get is a product called Tree and Shrub. And Tree and Shrub is a systemic insecticide that you would mix with water, pour it around the trunk of the plant. The roots will absorb it. It will move through the bloodstream of the plant and kill the borers that would be in there. But you will notice little tiny holes. You may even notice sawdust or liquids oozing out of the holes. And that would tell you Tree and Shrub. And it works quick. And especially with the sun and the heat that we're going to get, it's going to get in that plant very, very quickly. So do that, and I think you've got a good chance of having that tree survive. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Joyce on the line, who just has a couple notes she wants to pass on to you and a question about roses.
Okay, Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I'm also a graduate of UMass Amherst. And
alumnus.
So I have a master's degree in botany. I have a comment. I've been listening since 6. This is one of the most fantastic programs on the air. And you were talking about lettuces, and I wanted to encourage you to encourage people to grow some Batavian summer crisp lettuce.
Summer crisp?
Summer crisp lettuce. Batavian summer crisp lettuce. It's day neutral, yeah. Heat resistant. It doesn't get bitter. It's a wonderful lettuce. It's kind of a cross between iceberg. Got all the juiciness and sweetness of iceberg and all the nutrition and the flavor of all the butterheads. And it's a wonderful lettuce. My question is, I've just come from Portland, Oregon, and I grew beautiful David Austin English roses out there, and I'm in mid-coastal southern Maine, Damascata, Maine.
Okay. Yeah.
And what's the hardiness on David Austin English roses? I've heard different opinions.
They will do very well. There is a company that grows them in the state of New Hampshire.
Oh.
And they will do very, very well in the Damascata, Booth Bay Harbor, Bar Harbor area. If you were in, let's say, Presque Isle,
mm-hmm.
or you were in inland Maine, where you get a much different temperature, mm-hmm. During the winter, then you would have a problem. But where you live, the David Austin roses are excellent. They're very strong. They've got beautiful flowers, and it's something that I know you would enjoy. But if you go on the internet and you just type in David Austin, mm-hmm. or you could type in growers in New England, and if you can't find it, if you email me, Joyce,
mm-hmm.
my email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T,
mm-hmm.
at roadrunner.com, mm-hmm. and say, Paul, I'm looking for it, I can't find it, then I will find the name and the phone number for you. But David Austin roses are... It's an old-fashioned rose that a lot of people are not aware of, and they are absolutely wonderful and very, very hardy for mm-hmm. where you have just moved into.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Fantastic.
And thank
this is
you.
A fantastic program.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm going to look to find some of the summer crisp lettuce because there's nothing better in the summer. You've got the cucumbers coming in,
mm-hmm.
the peppers, the onions, and I've always had problems finding a lettuce because it bolts.
Oh, yeah.
And goes to seed.
And what you can do, too, is just like celery, you can eat the outer leaves and just keep it growing in the center. I used to run a certified organic farm in Western Massachusetts before I went to Oregon to medical school, and I grew some of the most beautiful Batavian summer crisp lettuce out in Greenfield, Deerfield, Massachusetts. They
yeah.
were 12 inches in diameter in the middle of the summer in the heat.
Oh,
you
wow.
won't be sorry.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome. Have fun.
Thank you. Yes, I will now. Thank you. I always love talking to, I love this. I mean, University of Massachusetts, if you have kids that go there, it's a great college. All my knowledge came from there. I went to, the university is broken up into a lot of different schools, but my education started at the Stockbridge School. And the Stockbridge School of Agriculture was the original school. It was, came into existence over 100 years ago, and it was built to train people to become farmers. Because in those days, they didn't have any ways to train farmers. And the school grew with courses on a golf course, superintendents, greenkeeping. It doesn't have the amount of animals technology that it did when I was in school, and that was back in the late 60s, early 70s. But you have arborists, you have florists, greenhouses. So if you have friends or family that are interested in this type of thing, University of Massachusetts is excellent. University of Rhode Island is incredible. They have a great school for agriculture. They do a lot of turf work, and a lot of the grass seed that is available has been tested at URI. Fabulous, fabulous school. University of New Hampshire also has some great agricultural schools. So, you know, if you have kids that are interested in gardening, it's not just mowing the grass. There is a lot of information, a lot of possibilities for the future in the garden. So get out there. University of Maine, they're getting better all the time. They've got some great courses, great subjects, but I'm a UMass man. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results.
Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Sunshine, folks. We've been waiting a long time to see the sun. I think after the program, I'm going to go in the front yard. I'm going to do a dance to thank Mother Nature for finally giving us the sunshine. And we were lucky, though. Yesterday, we did have some sun between the various thunderstorms that came through. And we did get the lawn cut, so it would be one thing less. But today's supposed to be sunny all day with no showers. And that will be the first time that's happened in like 40 days. So let's enjoy it. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Janet on the line. She's calling about a problem with a tree and also with lilies.
Okay, Janet, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great.
I have two problems. I have a tree that I'm not even sure what it is. It's been here as long as we have. It's about 30 feet tall. And it's been, for the last 2 days, it's been losing leaves nonstop. I mean, it looks like fall. The leaves have a little bit of yellowing and some brown spots. And then I also have some white Asiatic lilies that are gorgeous, just started to bloom, full of buds. But the bottoms of the plant are yellowing and brown and look really awful.
The lower leaves on the plant are changing color?
Yes.
Okay.
And dying.
Both are related. During the 8 o'clock break, I'm broadcasting from my home today. I went out to get the morning paper, and I noticed we have a lot of wild birches. And underneath the wild birches, they're full of yellow leaves. And it's strictly a weather-related item. I love lilies. And I used to grow them in my backyard. But the last 2 years, we've had a problem with mice or voles or moles or whatever, and they've been eating them. So we built a new bed this year, and I fixed it with concrete blocks so that the animals cannot get into the bed. And the lilies look absolutely gorgeous. But like you, when I went out to look at the paper, I noticed that the bottom 3 inches, and I have Asiatics and Orientals, and every single one of them, the bottom 3 inches, are all yellow. And they're in great soil. There's a lot of compost. There's a compost mulch on top of it. And I think it's strictly the weather. We've had an awful lot of rain. We've had a lot of cloudy weather. And I know that once the weather changes and we get air movement, the foliage stays dry. That's going to eliminate the fungus problems on everything. So don't panic. The leaves that are falling are due to staying wet, cool temperatures, roots that are wetter than they should be. As I said earlier in the program, I have a neighbor that works for the water department here in Kennebunk, and he was telling me that the water is 6 feet below the surface. And normally the water isn't that close to the surface at this time of the year. So when you get big trees and the roots are in water, you're going to lose foliage. Just like houseplants, if you overwater a ficus plant or a Scheffleria plant, the leaves fall because there's too much water and there's no air in between the particles of the soil. So all we need right now, Janet, is some weather changes with sun, with air movement, and the air movement will pull the excess moisture out of the soil. The sun will do the same thing. The leaves will stop dropping, and your plants will be okay. What I'm going to do with my lilies, I'm going to use a product called Serenade. And Serenade is a natural fungicide that you can use on vegetables as well as flowers, and I'm going to spray the whole garden with it today, whether it needs it or not. And that's going to create a nice environment to prevent fungus from developing in the garden, and you can do the same thing. Go to your local nursery. It's in a pink bottle, and it will do a fabulous, fabulous job. As a matter of fact, at 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking some people from Serenade that will tell you about this product, how it's organic, it's natural, and how it was developed for the tomato industry, and it works great on everything in your garden.